The world is going crazy, and we have the prescription for sanity.
We're live, Capo.
It's time to take your meds.
We got a good one today, man.
All your meds.
It's your boy, DJ Bobby Hustle.
Capo.
The Kinetics. We have a special guest on the line.
Super dope artist.
We're going to play some games. We're going to have some fun. First question. Who was the first rapper to turn active?
I was close on that one.
All your meds. Take two and chill.
He already coming in with the bars.
Yo, my good people. What is up? It's your boy, DJ Bobby Hustle, and my guy,
Capo
the Kinetics. Guaranteed to get you plugged for $8 million and a box of Red Bull. All right.
Red Bull? No, come on, man. We gotta get off the Red Bulls, bro. I don't fuck with Red Bulls.
All right. Well, who we got today, man?
A box of organic hemp wraps or something.
A box of organic hemp wraps? Okay.
That's it. But yo, Bobby, man, you already know I always get hype around this time because we always have super dope guests on Audio Meds, and today is no different. Our guest today hails from Memphis, Tennessee, where some might say he didn't have much of a childhood, man. He was forced to grow up fast. A lot of kids nowadays grow up without their fathers, and he struggled with the same dilemma, bouncing around from house to house, but he did something that most people don't. He used that energy and went from negative and turned it into a positive. Where he went and started playing sports, and then from there transitioned into music, pouring his heart out over beats and creating music and using his audio as therapy, I should say, like we do here on Audio Meds. So I need everybody out there to make some noise for my homie, my man, the Memphis, Tennessee only, Art Angel.
Art Angel in the building.
My man, what's going on, my man?
Man, y'all got it better than I do. The way you be talking about people, it better be happy.
Hey, that's all facts. I got the bio. I know.
Oh, well. All we're doing is stating facts, no fiction, homie. So, that's it, man. So, hey, I know everything's been going crazy. 2020, man, shit's been upside down. How's it been going for you, man? How you been holding up during this whole pandemic?
Man, I'm just hiding out, man. I don't want to be around nobody. I don't even like people that much. So. Get the house, man.
I feel that. Yeah. He's like, I wasn't even going to do this shit because I didn't want to see no one.
Right.
Yeah. Real shit, though. But, I mean, music-wise, have you been staying in creative mode? Or, I mean, how's that been going for you?
Oh, yeah, man. We, this whole year, from January to like January 1st, the beginning of the new year, I was in the studio. Like, we started the year doing music. So we just wrapped up doing a project as far as recording 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
We've been in there.
So you've literally been working on the same body of work since January?
Yeah, the whole year. Yep.
Wow. That's dope, dog. Yeah, because a lot of people don't do that shit nowadays, man. A lot of people kind of steer away from that, man. But, I mean, is it one of them things, like, once the pandemic hit, you kind of stopped for a minute and went back to it? Or have you just been full speed the whole time?
Nah, like, I got two engineers that I go to. One of them is Crown Vega. The other one is my homeboy, Big B. Oh, we just kept it moving. We was like, bro, we ain't around nobody. Come to the house. Let's get this done. Let's get this knocked out. This is what we supposed to be doing this year. We're not going to play with each other. Let's get this happening. So,
yeah,
we've been running.
Right. So the pandemic was like, that was like, I'm about to be working anyway, so let me just go ahead and 10X it. You know what I'm saying? Give me an excuse to go a little harder. Right. I could dig it, you know. And, you know, things have been crazy for everybody. Everybody handles this whole situation different. And me personally, I don't like to use the C word, the conspiracy theorist, but I do be reading between the lines. I do be in this stuff, you know, and I just like to bring it to my people and share it. So, Archangel, man, I want you to take a trip with me, man, down the rabbit hole, man. You ready to take a trip down the rabbit hole?
Let's do it.
It's time to take a trip head first down the rabbit hole, where you learn some shit you didn't even know.
All right. So, I'm about to take a trip down the rabbit hole so you learn some shit that you didn't even know you didn't even know. If you've seen the show before, you know we go deep into rap hole. Today, we digging deep up in that thing. Everybody knows that, you know, if you want to know where the U.S. is headed, look at China. And it's no secret that most Chinese citizens have been living their lives fully appified via the WeChat app and the Alipay app, where every aspect of their life is done through the app. You know, well, it's looking like we're slowly heading in that direction. If you've seen past episodes, you know we talked about Libra, which is Facebook's cryptocurrency. And it's met scrutiny from federal regulators saying that it's an all-in-one global currency would give them too much power, and they're afraid that mass adoption of Facebook's Libra coin could upend the financial system as we know it and replace the dollar as the world's reserve currency. So at the launch of this, they're looking to launch this coin in a limited capacity since they won't let them do it as full as they want to, but it's going to be backed by the dollar, giving them one-to-one peg to the globe, and it's coming out in January. They're talking about the mid to end January 2021, next month, that this is coming out, and it's going to basically give everybody in the world access to a new money system where they can make purchases and live their daily life and do everything all within the Facebook app, just like the WeChat app over in China. So my question to you, though, Archangel, is with social media already a major part of everybody's life, are you ready to let Facebook handle your finances, too?
Hell no.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean,
you can't, hey, I mean, you gotta, there's got to be a limit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Man, like, listen, you know?
Man, between Apple Pay and all this other shit, nah, man, I'm straight.
Man, they watching, the bitch is watching.
I tell you what though, man, it's super convenient, but the like, just especially since the pandemic hit, I've seen how much they pushed you know, this no cash pay, you know what I'm saying, where they don't even want, like, they don't even want to touch your credit card and shit. It's like they want everything to be digital, and it's like, it almost seems like they're forcing us to go that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go someplace and it's like not accepting cash or we don't have change. And I'm like, hey, goddamn,
man. You know what's crazy? Yeah. I was at the store today and this dude in front of me looked like he'd been changing a quart of oil on a car, you know, and he was touching the keypad trying to type the numbers in. He couldn't get it right. And I was like, man, I don't want to be bougie, but I don't want to touch this keypad after this guy. I was like, can I Samsung Pay?
Think about it, like the new debit and credit cards, they got the little wave thing on it, so all you got to do is swipe them across it.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely, times are changing, man. Like, and it's definitely getting very interesting with this money situation, man. I mean, there's more ways to get it than ever, it seems like. And there's more ways to hustle now, and everybody seems to be on their hustle, but right. It definitely seems like cash just, it doesn't play like that big of a part like it used to. It's like, you know, like what did the infamous Amadeus say, man? He's like, shit, give me cash and a fucking mattress. That's all I need.
You know, right. Yeah. And you know what? Speaking of cash, that brings us to today's money play.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, I think it's time for another money play, baby.
All right. Yeah, we talking about that money. So that brings us to today's money play. Now, like Capo was just saying, COVID has been forcing even your favorite rapper to find a new way to get it. And we're seeing more and more artists and entertainers start to diversify their portfolios. Well, one well-known Atlanta rapper who proudly says that he loves the strippers also loves the students too. That's right, your boy 2 Chainz is launching his, what he's called, he's doing something different. It's called his Moneymaker Fund, which is a venture capital fund that aims to support HBCU student entrepreneurs. He's announced that he wants to invest in their ideas, and supporters are hoping this fund will spawn the next billion-dollar tech company and maybe even create our own Black Silicon Valley. Shouts out to 2 Chainz for doing something different.
Super dope, super dope, super dope.
Yeah, that's fucking dope. But I mean, 2 Chainz, 2 Chainz has been an entrepreneur and has always, you know, been had his hustle on 100, dog. Like, I think he owns a couple of bars or restaurants out in Atlanta. And then with the Dabbing Santa, the ugly sweaters, I mean, dude made like $2.1 million off of those alone. So, I mean, yeah, cash, bro. And that's merch. You know what I'm saying? Like, $2.1 million off of merch.
Hey, just off of one piece.
Yeah. So speaking of the hustle, man, and grinding and getting out there, getting to it, you know, Memphis 10 is known for the hustle, man, and a lot of people coming out of Memphis are succeeding right now. Memphis is probably on the top of the rap charts right now. Like, how do you feel about all the success that Memphis has been seeing? I mean, it's been seeing it since Triple Six days, but I mean, it's blown up. Yeah.
I mean, it's time now. Like, so many people from the West Coast to the East Coast have been using the sound that comes from here. So for somebody to actually get Just Do in this day and age, it's awesome, man. Because I just seen, what's Tyler went platinum? Moneybagg Yo with Say So. I was like, yeah, this what's up. I was like, yeah, I fucks with it. Like, anybody from the town that's doing anything, I salute them, man. I'm all with everybody.
Hey, that's
man.
What's up.
Shout out to the M, baby.
Right? I mean, and that's the thing is Memphis does have a super unique sound. You know, and shout out to DJ Paul. Like, a lot of people have been sampling his sound, bro. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've seen, but like he's kind of got into it with like Suicide Boys because they've been like snatched, like really like snatching whole tracks and going over them shit that, you know, that he's producing. He doesn't get the credit or, you know, any of the royalties or anything like that. So, you know, shout out to DJ Paul, definitely putting it down for M-Town. And all these new artists, you know, who is it? Kevo and I mean, there's all kinds of... all kinds of artists coming up out of Memphis right now. And it seems like the labels are really paying attention. Memphis is kind of setting the tone right now, man.
Yeah.
So Abi, with that being said, I know you've been putting some work in on some records and shit, and like you said, you've been in the studio creating a whole album. Are you planning on dropping this album anytime soon?
It'll be sometime next year, but for right now, we just gonna push the single. The single is a prominent part of it because, you know, everybody likes singles right now, so mm-hmm. we're gonna do that first.
Right.
Okay. Is this an album? Like, is this like a 16 song album, or is it like a, you know, exactly? Because people say albums and then they drop it.
They
and
really
it's like
mean
six
a sampler.
I say eight songs is an EP, but I'm actually doing 12, so it's an actual album with this one. So yeah, it's solid.
Okay, that's solid. And speaking of records, speaking of songs, we got some records from you, you know. So. Yeah. We got this one record right here, Six.
Drop today.
Word is, it's some on the street. It's some real Memphis shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I mean, I had a chance to check it out, you know what I'm saying, before the show. I'm like, okay, I'm fucking with it. So, for the people who haven't heard this song yet, because it's exclusive right now, what was going through your mind when you made this magic?
Man, I'll say this. For so long, I tried to not sound like Memphis because we... Yeah, stereotype. 3-6, Yo Gotti, 8 Volumes, AG, all of that. And I was like, man, I don't want to sound like him. But I'm from here. And I had to come to the realization that that's part of me. And this is my appreciation to where I'm from and where I grew up at. I was like, man, I can do this so easy. I might as well do it just to show, you know, that it's prominent. And everybody else using the sound, why should not do it?
Hey, that's fire, man. I like the vibe. It's like... It's got that crunk vibe, but it's got that player vibe. It's like if
exactly
3-6 Mafia and 8-Ball MJG came together and put out some pimping gangster shit.
That shit is Memphis all day with that guitar and shit.
Yeah.
Like, what? That shit's so hard, bro. Man. Yeah, man. Like, who produced that?
It's two of my brothers, man. One of them is That Boy Sin, and the other one is Bug. They call him Spectacular. If y'all paid attention well enough, the guy That Boy Sin was beatboxing on that hoe. Shit, crazy, man.
I thought I heard that.
It sounded good. I didn't know if it was a sample.
It sounded like some Timberland shit. I thought I heard that shit.
I told him, I was like, he came to the house, I was like, bro, no rappers use beatboxing, bro. Let's do this shit. If we gonna do it, we gonna go all the way. So
hey, shouts out to going all the way. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, that's fucking dope, dog. Like, just being creative in that aspect. And I mean, did you when you made that song, did you sit there and think like, I'm gonna make a Memphis anthem? Or was it just something like, I'm just having fun?
No, like, honestly, I was like, bro, I just want to do something different. I know we from here, and everything we've done is established from how things are made, from blues to all of the other shit that's here. And I just wanted to make music, and it ended up turning into that shit. That shit funny as fuck, though.
Hey, but that's the best time. It's like when you ain't going sorting out to do something, you just do because it feels good, and that's when it's more authentic and organic. If you like those buzzwords, it's real.
Yeah,
that's the shit I like. That's the shit I like. Organic, real,
authentic.
Yeah, because that's the shit that touches your soul, dog. That's the shit that you can feel it.
Mm-hmm. It's got multiple vibes, so it's like, you know, I could ride to it, you know what I'm saying, roll one up to it, clean up, I could be in the club vibing drunk as shit to it, you know what
exactly,
I mean?
So like, exactly.
Yeah. Love, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a good time for it. We need more rappers like that, yeah.
Facts. But yo, man, I gotta ask you, dog, because one thing is, you know, I've watched you move for quite some time. You've always had your shit together. I don't know whether you got a really strong team behind you or what, but your shit is always super organized. You always seem to get into really good places that other artists can't really seem to get their foot in. When coming to a song like this, can you break it down for the people that may not be familiar with the knowledge of how to create a song and how to put it out? Like, what's your process? Because a lot of people don't know about PROs and you know what I'm saying, posting. Like, and I see you posting every day. You're posting shit like, you know, just register this, just did this, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, so.
I mean, my thing was, I went through trial and error coming through. Like, did nobody tell me shit when it came to this? I ended up finding out the hard way. Most people don't realize that I've dealt with getting contracts from different labels and everything else. And I was just smart enough to turn certain things down because it was like, okay, I'm just going to give them everything if I sign it. I just started looking. I just started finding out shit. And like, now when it comes to the process, I'm like, okay, if I deal with a producer, do you have a PRO, which is
Performance Rights Organization,
BMI,
CSAC,
SOCAN for folks in Canada. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna go into the ones overseas, I know that too. But like, when it comes to doing that, you have to be just together. Even with that, I say, okay, if you got that one, get Sound Exchange. All right, now when you do the one with Sound Exchange, make sure you got everything, because they're gonna ask for your IDs and all of this other shit. Make sure you legal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And after that, then when it comes to processing, getting your project done after you're actually done, it's SoundScan. SoundScan has almost three parts. One of them is the BDS registry, the virtual encoder where you upload your MP3 to them. The other one is the UPC registration, where you register your UPC form, and then you register your ISRC codes in. Like, 7 years ago, I told people about ISRC codes. I said, this one's going to be the prominent one. Most people didn't listen to me. And now all of a sudden, I'm getting phone calls. Bro, what was you talking about years ago about the ISRC code? I need to get it. I said, back then when I got it, it was $75. It's like $110 now. It went straight up because those codes and those numbers go straight back to your actual name. It's encoded in those letters and numbers that's put in it. So even didn't listen to me, but now all of a sudden, bro, I need all the information that you was talking about, and this, that, and the other. I'm like, oh, okay.
Now you want to listen. Now you
want
to listen.
Right.
Give y'all the shit that I didn't have easy.
Right. Yeah, and for all of y'all out there that don't know what an ISRC code is, Google it.
Exactly. Or UPC Google that shit. Sorry. But that, man, like there's so many people out here that just that think it's just record a song and put it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go to the studio, record my song, take it, put it on CD Baby and distribute it, or TuneCore, or, you know, 1RPM or whatever, DistroKid, and I put it out there and I just sit back and I'm gonna collect money. It's like, bro, there's so much more to it, especially if you wanna be professional and run this shit like a business you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And speaking of that, and speaking of, like, the ISRC, sorry to bring it back, but, like, and people just distributing their stuff and not knowing, like, if you didn't know that, like, sometimes when you go through those CD Babies and all that stuff, if you don't submit your own ISRC code, they will use their ISRC code and then use their account to claim all your shit and then give you a cut of your shit instead of using your own ISRC code to stay claim to your own shit. So Google an ISRC code.
I mean, I've seen artists that have gone and checked their shit and found out that all their publishing shit, because they didn't have a publishing company, all their publishing is going to the distributor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're not collecting any of that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, bro, it's like, but the thing is when it comes to the music business, there's so many avenues and so many loopholes, and it does get really confusing. You know what I'm saying? So read, and the shit changes all the time. So it's like, it's really important to just stay up on it and read. And I applaud you for that, man. Like, I really do.
You know what, Capo? This guy has a lot of knowledge. He's a really smart guy, man. You know.
I mean, where you going with it?
You know, if you've seen the show, I don't know if you've seen the show, but if you've seen the show, then you already know what time it is. We're about to get straight to it.
That's right. It's time for Street Smarts Trivia Game with your host, DJ Bobby Hustle and Capo the Connect. Guaranteed to get your plug.
All right. Seen the show before, then you know this is the part where we play the game. We're gonna do a little Street Smarts trivia and see if we're going to pull your hip hop card. I hope we don't, because I'm fucking with you, Archangel. I'm fucking with you. So round one, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna start with a little hip hop history. All we're gonna do is ask you a question, just got to give us an answer.
Gotcha.
Here we go. What rap group was booed after winning Best New Rap Group and making the statement "The South Got Something to Say" to the 1995 Source Awards? Was it A, Goody Mob, B, UGK, or C, Outkast?
You want me to answer that?
Yes.
C, Outkast.
Is that your final answer?
My final.
That's it. It was Outkast 1995 doing the Source Awards. Outkast was booed after winning the Best New Group at the 1995 Source Awards. But they said it in the record. The South got something to say, man.
Right after that, the South took over. That
took
shit.
Over. And it was like, choke on me, let it go.
What? You gonna pull us?
Okay.
Hey, real quick though. Goody Mob was out there, and it wasn't Goody Mob that said it, but for everybody out there that is a fan of Goody Mob, Outkast, all that shit, Goody Mob did drop a new album recently called Survival Kick. If you haven't heard it, please go stream that shit. It is fucking bumping.
Man, that's it. Sorry for the Goody Mob. All right, Capo, I think it's your favorite category, man.
Man, who said that shit?
All right, so we're going to read you a song lyric, and all you got to do is tell us who said that shit. Here we go. Let's call the boys. Let's run a train. Squeeze on my nuts. Lick on my butt. The natural curly hair, please don't touch. First find a mate. Second find a place. Third find a bag to hide the hoe's face. Who said that shit?
I'm sorry.
Juicy J, goddammit.
Is that your final answer?
My head.
Juicy J, 3-6 Mafia, slap on my knob. Like corn on the cob.
On the cob.
Man.
Yeah.
What's so crazy? Yeah. Every chick knew the lyrics to that song, and it was the most nasty degrading joint ever, and they knew all the words.
They love that shit.
Because they do put it in my face.
And you know, that was on the Tear the Club Up Thugs project. And, yeah, and that was a 3-6 Mafia project, but it was actually only Juicy J on that song. And he got credit for that. Yeah.
Hey, man.
He wrote that shit in 11th grade, dude. That's what's crazy.
Hey. timeless once again.
There you go.
All right, so Archangel, we all grew up watching hood classics, so we're going to play your movie. You just tell us what movie it is. Play your movie clip, just tell us what movie it is. Here we go.
Now this is what you call a hood classic.
Hey, yo, man, you said we was going to Sizzler City.
Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having, overdose Dick Gregory Bahamian diet drinking ass up. Leave me alone.
All right.
And it's Tupac, and I can't remember what movie it is, bro. Damn. I don't know. Or is it Above the Rim? I can't remember. Damn.
You want to hear it again? One more time?
See, I'm still going to mess up. Go say who it is, man. I don't even want to fuck
you give up. You give up. You forfeit.
Oh, you gonna throw in the towel?
Well, is it Above the Rim? I don't know which one it is. Yeah, y'all go for it, man.
Hey, yo, man, you said we was going to Sizzler City.
Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm habit.
Hey, he was on the basketball.
Basketball, he was close.
Take two and call me in the morning.
Above the rim, white man can't jump.
Basketball hoops, black guys shooting balls.
I know that whole movie. This was fucked.
Obviously not that scene.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all good. You doing all right? We got one more for the round for you.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Excuse me, I'm gonna need to see some identification.
This is ID check. We're gonna read your government name. Just tell us who it is.
Okay.
My government name is William Michael Griffin Jr. Am I A. Will I Am, B. Rakim, or C. Devin Dude?
I'm gonna go with Rakim.
Get your final answer?
Yeah.
It was Rakim!
Yeah. One of my favorite hip hop artists of all time.
Hell yeah, dog. Rakim's a fucking truth.
Man, yeah.
God body.
Yeah, man.
So, what was that? 3 out of 4.
Three out of four, man. You did all right, man. We ain't have to pull your card this round. Okay, all right.
That's it. Well,
yeah, you had to use your noodle on that last
what
one.
What happens in round two?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, no lifelines, nothing like that. So.
Yeah, he did that all himself. He used all his noodle.
That's it, man. Hey, real quick, like we spoke about, you know, being knowledge, being smart, you know what I'm saying, all this stuff. But you mentioned that, you know, growing up, you had to grow up fast, and you didn't really have that childhood per se. You know what I'm saying, like bouncing around, you know, and not being able to see your pops and shit like that. Like how did that affect you? Like, where did you pull the strength, you know what I'm saying, to turn something like that into a positive instead of a negative? A lot of people go down the wrong road, and that might hold them back in life.
I tell anybody on any given day that it was both of my grandmothers, and one of them was my father's mom, and yeah, my mom's mom. Like, my father's mom was the sweetest person I've ever met in my entire life. She stays, 4 miles away from me right now. So anytime I go over there, she don't know how to tell anybody no. She's like 81 years old and won't tell nobody no. My mom's mother was one of those, you're a representation of me. I don't care who your mammy is, you're a representation of me. So you got to look this type of way, do this type of stuff. She was the one able to get you into different places because of the people that she knew. So I learned to be kind to people because of my father's mom, and I learned how to maneuver and talk their talk from my mother's mom. So it just put me into a segue to be able to do what I need to do.
Okay, that's super dope, man. And do you feel like because you know me and you both, we spoke off camera before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We both are fathers, and so is Bobby. But do you feel like growing up and maybe not having that relationship with your parents like that, do you think that made you a better father, or did you have to really, was it hard to figure it out?
Absolutely. I'll say, like, with my son, because my son is 17, my son raps. So with him, it was a little different because the same relationship that I had with my mom, he ended up having with his mom, and it was a recycled thing with me and him. But he called me today, we talking and rapping and stuff like that. I love him to death. But as far as my girls, they always here. And I said, I would never make any of my children feel like I felt when I grew up. Mm-hmm. So that was my choice.
Wow.
That's real.
Shout out to real dads, man.
Shout out to real dads. I love being a dad.
I love it, man. So with all that going on, man, like, becoming a father at a young age, you know what I'm saying, going through all that stuff, how did you end up in the Marines?
Man, I said in the sixth grade that I was going to go. I'll say this. Everything I've always said I'd do, I've always done. I don't even know how that works. I guess that's the law of attraction and everything else, mm-hmm. but I said I would, you know, due to the fact of the relationship with my moms and everything else. I had scholarships to run track for different colleges and everything else, but due to the waiting time that they had, I said, I got to get the hell up out of here. I got to go somewhere. So I ended up doing that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Did you ever have to go overseas or anything like that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I actually had to do a couple of little things. So it changes a person. I can say that much. It took me a while to get back to being somewhat normal, but it changes a person.
Wow. Well, man, we thank you for your service, man. We appreciate it. That's real talk. And you know, like you said, when you were in sixth grade, you said you were gonna do it, and then when you hit manhood, you went and took that step. And you know, in some countries, it's mandatory. Like in Korea, and I think in Japan, as soon as you hit 18, you have to either join the police or the military. It's either one or the other. As a male. So yeah, as a man, when you hit 18, you know it's either you're going to be a cop or you're going to the army, man. So that's crazy.
Man, for all those people to talk shit, shouts out to America. All we gotta do is sit at home and be on the internet, and we ain't gotta worry about none of that. And eat snacks off our belly.
Shit, I'm making YouTube money.
Right.
I'm a TikTok celebrity.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. So new body of work coming in 2021. Is there a title for us yet?
Yeah, it's called Music. MUSIC, man. You saw it coming. That's what it's called.
Oh, wow. Man, wow. That's dope.
Yeah, yeah. I like about that twice.
So man, with the new project, and hopefully things will start opening back up, what's the plans on pushing this? Is that why you're waiting, like waiting to see what happens so you can push it with a full-fledged plan, or is it like, fuck it, in top of 2021, I'm dropping it?
Nah, I ain't dropping it in 2021 like that. I said, man, I'm going to go back to the basics of, but due to the fact that it's internet savvy now, we got technology. I'm gonna do what I did when I used to do hand in hand, going in and out of different cities and states, but I'm just gonna do it online. So I'm gonna take it from the process of doing a single that way, making sure that it gets to as many eyes, as many ears, and as many people as possible before I actually drop the whole project. Because most people don't realize, this is me talking on the other scale, if anybody paid attention to Cardi B, whatever song it was, the Barty song or whatever, it went platinum, but she put it on her album. So when she put it on her album, the whole album went platinum.
people don't understand that part of it. Mm-hmm. So if you're able to get your single out and get your single moving and going to the route that it need to be, and then you put it on the album, you get accredited just off the single alone. So
platinum album. Single to make
platinum album. That's the pro tips right there. That's the cheat code. Hold on, she's going to charge her for the next one.
but that's the Bobby, that's the shit I'm talking about. Yep. Like, my man Archangel has been doing it and very knowledgeable, dog. Like, and like, you've been in positions that a lot of other artists haven't been in. What would you say besides being on Audio Meds today, but what would you say is like your highlight of your career? For like what accomplished in the music business, besides this, of course, besides
audio. Man, I mean, everything that I do is a highlight, honestly, to me. You know, I tell anybody, one step is always key to success. You know, I've been in different places with T.I., hanging out with them in the early 2000s when Hustle Gang was really, most people didn't even know the big parts of Hustle Gang back then, but I was back and forth with Bankhead and everything else, fucking off with them. And then, you know, I started doing a couple of different things. I got a song right now in the back pedals that I did with Plies that he never put out. Like, I got a song that I did with T-Pain and Kanye West that it's on my page, but it didn't get put out like that. Like, I was working. Mm-hmm. And most people don't realize that. Like, even if you listen to, now this is where I got slighted. If you listen to the Ball song, from, what is that motherfucker, Jeezy and Lil Wayne, the hook is one that I sent out. But this is the reason why I learned how to do the business side, because when it got sent out, they ended up making the song. You see where it went to.
Damn.
And anything in writing. So,
That's fire, that's fire.
Yo, that sax is crazy in that shit, bro.
Yeah. That's Mark Quay. I got to give shots out to KC for filming that hoe, man, because that's my dog. I love that man. Crown Vega mixed that hoe. Big D was the one who helped, you know, help record the joint. Like, the same people every time. It's always the same people.
Hey, you know what that record is right there? That's that motherfucking highway record where you about to smash out 3 o'clock in the morning to go handle some shit. You playing that shit, smoking a blunt, hoping you ain't speeding. Talking about, I gotta get my shit together.
Ooh. Yeah. Yo. That shit, I can feel that, dog. Like, I can feel exactly where you coming from, bro. You say my pocket's empty too, and my kid's stomach too. Oh, ooh, goddamn. Uh-huh. What?
Yeah. And then the visual was dope too. It's like just that painting that picture of that old car, and then the outfit that you could have wore anything, but the outfit that you put on that kind of went with that setting and that scene, it just took me back there. You know what I mean? That was dope. That was creative. Shouts out to creativity, man.
Yes. So one question that I have, man, is you seem to move very strategic, very calculated. Does that come from being in the military, or was that something that you had instilled in you at a young age?
Well, it's a little bit of both. You know, my thing is, don't do something that's gonna fuck you off in the end. So watch your step. You know, my grandmother, my mom's mom was like, man, make sure that what you do hits. And when it hits, everybody recognizes what you do. So I had to pay attention. Military definitely added more to it. So, yeah.
Yeah, your grandma sound like a G. Make sure that shit hit, nigga. I don't care what you do. Make sure that shit hit, nigga.
Man. 4'11" full of fire, man.
I had a grandma like that. My great Abuelita Paz, right? She was the same way. 4 foot something, and you couldn't say shit to her, bro. She'd lay you out, dog.
Yeah, real quick.
Shout out to the OG. To the OG. All right, so Archangel, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with you, man. You got some dope music. Got a lot of knowledge. You know the game. You pulling out the cheat codes, getting platinum plaques and shit, man. You doing all right. You with the degree for four, you know what I'm saying? So you pass and you get to college, man. Get the girl, you know what I'm saying? So we got round two for you, man. See what you going to do, bro. If you've seen the show, you know what time it is, man.
That's right. It's time for Street Smarts Trivia Game with your host, DJ Bobby Hustle and Cabo the Connect. Guaranteed to get your plug.
All right. Time to play the game. We're about to play a little Street Smarts Trivia. This is round two. First category is hip-hop history. Just going to ask you a question. Just give us an answer.
Easy as that.
Okay.
Who was the first rap group to win an Oscar? Was it A, N.W.A., B, Wu-Tang Clan, or C, 3-6 Mafia?
See, even if they would have said 3-6 Mafia won an Oscar, it was really Frazier Boy that did the writing for that song, but they just took it for them. I don't remember N.W.A. getting one. I'm still gonna go with 3-6 Mafia though.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
It was 3-6 Mafia. And Frazier Boy over there like, yeah, nigga.
Yeah. I'm gonna give that man his credit.
Exactly.
Hey.
Not the Frazier Boy.
Shouts out, man. Shouts out. Okay. I see you. You ain't fucking around. That's some Memphis shit, though. That's some Memphis shit. You
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So, Capo, I think this is your favorite category.
Man, who said that shit?
About to read your song lyric. All you got to do is tell us who said that shit. Now, check it. I got more Mac than Craig, and I'm in the bed. Believe me. Sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. Come on. No need to be greedy. Got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers. True fucking players. Who said that?
Iggy.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It was the Notorious B.I.G. Big Papa. Okay, you know what? That was a little easy, you know what I'm saying? It's the Christmas season, you know, so season for giving. All right, but check this out. We all grew up watching hood classics, you know, so I'm going to play your movie clip. Just tell us what movie it is. Here we go.
Now, this is what you call a hood classic.
Normal to seeing the police ride up to my house, dragging my little 12-year-old cousin out and tying him to a pole. Shoving a shotgun in his mouth so hard they bust his teeth. Then they bust two shotgun shells in his head and knock his fucking head off. That's what normal is to me. I don't fuck about no police then. I don't give a fuck about no police now.
That shit was intense.
Yeah, that was way too intense. I'm like, what? Wait. Because it's that damn cell. Fuck about police. Who gives a fuck about police now? Oh.
So Archangel be in the studio, but he don't watch movies.
It's a classic.
And it's fucked up. The crazy thing is, I do watch movies, but I don't be remembering movies when it's time for me to remember them all. these are ones I'm missing. God damn it. Go ahead. I missed them.
He threw in the towel.
He threw in the towel.
Normal to seeing the police ride up to my house, dragging my little 12-year-old cousin out and tied
him. Take two and call me in the morning.
Whole town in. Because I knew it was Denzel. I heard the boy.
Yeah. Well, which one of his thousand movies?
Right. Was it? Right. It's all right. It's all right. You're still doing good, though. You're still doing good. All right. We got one more for you.
Excuse me. I'm going to need to see some identification.
This is ID check. I'm going to read you a government name. Just tell us who it is. My government name is Cornell Irel Haynes Jr. Am I A, Nelly, B, Nate Dogg, or C, Exhibit?
I don't know who name that is. Anybody named Courtney, I'm gonna just go with Nate Dogg and just leave it there. I don't know.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. He said anybody named Cornell.
It was Nelly.
Cornell, Nelly.
Come on, that's what they call it for short. Nelly Nell. Cornelli.
Oh,
it's all right, so man. What, it didn't get you bad.
You came out, what, 3 out of 8, Bobby? No,
he
wait,
missed 3 out of 8, so he got 5 out of 8. 5 out of 8 ain't bad. So what's that? That's like a 70, 60, 70, 65 D plus C area.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
you gonna pass.
You gonna get out of school. You gonna get out of high school, and then the rest of the world is yours after that.
As long as you pass,
you can get that cash.
I don't know if you guys watched this shit or not, but did any of you see Nelly on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, that was
great. Hey, a million ways to get a shout out to Nels.
He got the check. I ain't mad at him. He got the check, and he went on there and changed his little dancing shoes with the heel. He made them all Jordan. So you know what I'm saying? But hey, not only that though, is he just celebrated the 20th anniversary of Country Grammar. So that's huge. You know what I'm saying?
That's a big record.
Fucking 20 years, yeah,
and still getting checks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure if everything wasn't shut down right now, I'm sure it'd be touring the fucking world still with that shit. Easy, classic, man. So 2021, man. Hopefully everything opens up. What can the people and the fans be expecting from Archangel?
Man, just making shit happen. That's pretty much all it is. I'm gonna be in the ears more so than in the face, you know. Unless we performing or something like that, then I'm in your face. But for the most part, I'm gonna make sure that you hear me, you know.
Okay. You know, Archangel, you did your thing on the Street Smarts trivia. You didn't miss them all. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with the music, man. We ain't going to let you get out of here that easy. You know what I'm saying? So we got one more thing for you. We're going to put you in the hot seat real quick. You ready for this?
Let's go.
Ooh, that's got a burn.
All right. So what this is like a rapid fire, pick one or the other. I'm gonna read you a list, two options. Pick one or the other. Don't say both. Don't say neither.
I got it.
And just do it as quick as you can. You ready?
All right. Let's go.
Light liquor, dark liquor.
Light.
Big booty, little booty.
Big booty.
Too short or Jeezy.
Jeezy.
Fresh Prince of Martin.
Damn. Martin.
50,000 up front or 50% publishing?
All right, 50% publishing.
10 $20 bills or 6 $50 bills?
Damn.
Buy a new house or start a new business?
Start a new business.
Cash out or reinvest?
Really?
Hey! He recouped all his points.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hell yeah, man. Well, yo, Archangel, man. Yo, once again, we appreciate you coming on here, rocking with Audio Meds. You know what I'm saying? You always have this platform to come on and talk about anything you got going. Is there anything you want to plug before we go?
Man, I'll just say, 6 coming out. Most people gonna call it Memphis. Most other ones gonna call it the land. This what's up. I fuck with it. The video gonna be out soon. Shit. The song is out. So yeah, the song out, but the video be coming out in a couple of weeks. God damn, I'm so lost today. Man, I appreciate y'all, man. You know, the opportunity. I appreciate it. Y'all can look for me. It ain't that hard. Archangel, I'm everywhere. But Audio Meds, I appreciate y'all. Bro.
Hey, man, we appreciate y'all. Man. Shouts out. More time.
That's it, man. That's it. Hey, long as you keep doing dope shit, we keep supporting. Yo, once again, man, we appreciate you coming on. It's all love, family. Till next time.
All love.
Yes, sir. Yo, man, Archangel, I'm fucking with him from the M town.
I told you, man.
Yeah.
Yo, putting it down for Memphis 10, dog. Like I said, bro, not only does he have quality music, but dude is full of knowledge. He's bumped his head enough to where he's learned. Yeah, cheat codes, dog. I mean, he knew every code from ISRC, UPC, all the codes.
Plug them in. Yeah, man. You know what?
Up, down, left, right, right.
Man, there's something I meant to say. I'm supposed to say something. We got an announcement. This is the final episode of Audio Meds, Season 1. Season one is officially a wrap. It's been a great ride. We've had some amazing guests, Capo. You know,
I've had a blast, bro. Thank you so much. And think about it, this came together as just an idea when the pandemic hit for us to just do something to keep people entertained and give these artists and other entertainers and stuff a platform. And for us to stay fucking busy, dog. You
know, right. Something to do. Right, exactly.
Nah, man. I mean, it's been definitely, dog. It's been so dope. And like you said, we've had some amazing guests. And you know, it's bittersweet, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to keep going, and I'm looking forward to next week. But there is no next week.
There is no next week. It's Christmas season, man. So it's like, Season 1's a wrap. Don't worry. You know what I'm saying? You can watch all the episodes. You can catch them on YouTube. You can hit the button, ding the bell, subscribe. You can watch that. And we'll be on all the platforms. So whatever your favorite platform is, you can go catch us there as well, man. So it's like, this is a new beginning. I'm excited because we got so much stuff up these sleeves for you for Season 2. You just don't even know.
That's it. So, hey, man. Yo, once again, we appreciate everybody tuning in. Before I get out of here, make sure you keep watching the Street Smarts Trivia or keep answering any questions in there. We'll continue to give out free merch. All you got to do is answer the questions, and we're going to randomly pick someone to give some free merch to. You know, you get an Audio Med shirt. You can support that way. Until then, we'll see you in Season 2.
Season 2.